You're tuned to IPR News Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. A worldwide pandemic, social unrest, and immigration issues. It's enough to overwhelm the most resilient among us. That's why Frankfurt artist Ellie Harold created an art installation. It's on display at the Oliver Arts Center and is intended as a refuge for contemplation and renewal. Red Pine Radio producer Leslie Hamp has the story.
It's 2017, and artist Ellie Harold is stuck in traffic in Atlanta. There's road rage all around her, and she feels it bubbling up inside of her. And she thinks,
wouldn't it be great if people could just have a place to go for a time out?
When she gets home, she starts hurling globs of black paint at her canvas to channel her anger. It's her time out. She notices the globs of paint resemble birds, and as she lets them fly onto her canvas, she sees them as messengers of hope and healing. She also notices marks on her canvas that resemble a chain link fence.
Kind of prescient for what was to happen at the southern border of the United States within the next year, and the talk of building a wall. And then, you know, later in that year, when we began to see these images of children in chain link enclosures that to me looked a lot like cages.
A former Unity minister, she envisions how her birds could serve humanity.
I began to envision an enclosure in which these large format bird paintings could actually serve as windows through the cage. If I'm sitting there looking out, then I begin to feel the freedom that exists beyond the cage.
Her vision for an art installation begins to form. From there, Ellie solicits help from 20 international artists and collaborators for the installation called Birds Fly In, A Human Refuge. From his home in Mexico, composer and violinist David Mendoza produces a soundtrack for the installation. It plays within the 9-foot-tall fenced-in cage at the Oliver Arts Center in Frankfurt, this place that's been designed as a timeout.
The whole idea was to create a secular sanctuary for contemplation. A lot of people are understandably afraid and anxious, afraid of the virus, afraid of, you know, what's happening to the economy, all these things, you know, that are I put under the umbrella of current events.
Hanging from the fence are Ellie Harold's colorful bird paintings, plus black banners etched with poetry, worn-out migrant shoes, and Mylar blankets that were given to migrant children separated from their parents at the border.
We want you to come in and to sit down and take a few deep breaths and then just look around. Look at the environment. There's no hurry. Maybe we're learning that when we're in self-isolation, you know, finding ways to fill the time becomes a challenge. But here's the time, here's the space, and here's this beautiful music.
Ellie hopes people will sit in the installation, letting the experience of feeling trapped in a cage wash over them, contemplating the ways they feel trapped in their lives, and then imagining how they can break free.
So I would hope that people would come out of this experience with a sense of greater aliveness, that they would look through the window of these paintings and see life and see abundant life.
The art installation, Birds Fly In, A Human Refuge, will be on display at the Oliver Art Center through September 11. Visitors are asked to wear a mask and physically distance. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Leslie Hamp.
Coverage of the arts here on Interlochen Public Radio is supported in part by the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs and the Northwest Michigan Arts and Culture Network.